blues. I got a soul if you get down to the roots. Oh, 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 yeah.
Are you listening? Thought so. The radio is always on and people are always listening. So what better way to let people know about your business than radio advertising? With advertising packages starting at just £25 per week, get your business heard 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year. For more details, get in touch now on 01200 40 73 73 or email studio at ribblefm.com. Your business growth starts here on Ribble FM.
Ribble FM weather, sponsored by Steadplan, driving you further.
Here is your forecast for today. Cloud across southern parts may give a little early rain, but otherwise a dry day is expected with plenty of sunny spells. Feeling rather chilly, with a frost forming overnight. Maximum temperatures around 6 degrees Celsius.
The Food and Drink Show on Ribble FM, sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
It's cool. You can say that we are nothing, but you know the truth. And guess I'm the fool. With their arms out like an angel through the dark sunlight.
Come on, Morgs, what have you done?
What do you mean?
What? It's slowing down.
That's the song.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Because you chose that, didn't you?
I did.
Welcome to the Food and Drink Show. And today is a bit of a test. So we want a little bit of feedback from you because we're in the new, fully functioning main studio at the new station location, which is up at Chatburn on the Pendle Industrial Estate. Now, I can hear a little bit of echo, just a little bit.
It's only slightly there.
But it's all right,
isn't
it?
There.
Thanks for choosing that. I actually quite like that song. It just freaks me a bit at the end when it starts going slow. It's like, who's adjusting the pitch?
I was
going
to say, it sounds like when you used to DJ on your vinyl and someone's changed it to wrong speed.
All right. No need to get vinyl in, is there? You could have just said DJing, just because it's been a while.
Well, you used to DJ on your vinyl.
On my vinyl.
Ah.
Anyway, welcome to the Food and Drink Show. What a show we've got lined up for you today. Probably one of the best foodie experiences that we've ever had in Clitheroe to talk about.
It was special.
It was very special. So we've got this week's eatery of the week. We'll give you a quick clue. It's based in Clitheroe. It's brand new. It's absolutely taking social media by storm. Lots of people talking about it, saying how good the food is. So we'll be talking about that later. Going to keep you guessing for now. If you think you know what it is, then please do drop us a message on the old WhatsApp, 01200 40 73 72, and more you can't enter because you know.
Yeah.
Also doing a roundup of all the foodie news from around the area and, of course, nationally. And then the other big talking topic for today is going to, honestly, you're going to kill me with this, aren't you? Because I just do it every year. Black Friday.
Oh, here we go again. Here we go again.
Black Friday. Kitchen gadget deals. Having said that, Morgs, we don't really need any, do we?
Well, no, we've got no room to put anything else in our kitchen.
Yeah, but there might be a couple of just little things.
Like what?
A milk frother.
We've got one. We've got two different types. We've got one that just spins round and, like, froths milk up, and then we've got the one that's attached to the coffee machine that steams milk.
Right, okay. What about one of those things that cuts boiled eggs into slices? We've not got one of those.
No, we don't. When was the last time you had a boiled egg?
It's a while ago, but I'm just thinking.
Yeah?
You know, egg sandwiches.
What else have we got? A knife.
You are being cruel. You are being so cruel.
We don't
cruel
need
today.
Any more kitchen gadgets.
Honestly, it's ridiculous. Well, there are a couple of things that I think are really, really important on Black Friday deals, right? And it's a little bit of advice, and it comes from a position of experience, doesn't it?
Does it?
Yeah. Don't buy it unless you really need it.
Oh, yeah.
Don't just buy the deal, because you'll end up, like Morgs and I, with a kitchen full of gadgets and no room to put anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
What is my biggest complaint when I walk into the kitchen?
Every horizontal surface has something on it.
I can't believe you remember that.
Mm-hmm. Mixers, coffee machines, kettles, toasters, air fryers, pressure cookers.
But that's one of the things as well. There is no real new technology out there to replace existing technology. Like you mentioned toasters.
Mm.
I like my sourdough toast every morning, as you very well know. There's no new technology in terms of toasters.
How can you improve a toaster, really?
Yeah, but do you know what? The new one that I bought last Black Friday,
yes,
really winds me up. Do you know why?
Why?
Because it's a four-slice one.
Oh, yeah, I know.
You know. Go on. What is it?
It's a four-slice toaster that comes with two springs, if you will.
Yeah, so you have four slices.
Yeah, yeah.
Left-hand side, right-hand slide.
And
slide.
You have to, left-hand slide. You have to put the left side in first, otherwise the right one won't stay down.
What is that about? What is that about?
Yeah, why can't you just use either side?
Why can't... So when you push the sliders down for the left-hand side two slices, that's fine, it locks in place and starts toasting.
Mm-hmm.
If that pops up and you've just dropped another two in the right-hand side, that won't go down unless the other one's down.
No.
Wrong.
No, they both absolutely have to be down to get the right one down.
Right, back to the music. A little bit of Belinda Carlisle up for you next. It's Food and Drink Show on Ribble FM.
Ribble FM.
Belinda Carlisle here on Ribble FM, 106.7. You're going to have to remember that number when I tell you what is coming up next. So,
ooh. Ooh.
We got a pin code. So basically, last week, Morgan and I had seen all the kerfuffle and the stuff that was happening on social media about the latest street food takeaway in Clitheroe. And we said, come on, we got to go. So this week's eatery of the week is Jaffa's in Clitheroe because it was just incredible. And I mean incredible. We did talk about it, or I talked about it a little bit on the home run last week when I was covering for Mike. But this is the slot. This is the food and
this
drink show.
This is where
show.
We talk about it properly.
This is where we discuss it properly. So if you didn't know, Jaffa's has just opened. It is on the what we call the takeaway block, just down the road from Sainsbury's. You've got other great food stores on there. You've got Deli To Go, you've got Kyber. But Jaffa's is the latest one. And the proprietor, Mo, made us very, very welcome when we went to see him the other night.
Oh, yeah.
And the taste banquet that we got was just superb. A little taster of almost everything they do, from the chamois fataya through to the chicken and lamb shawarma, the falafel. Now, something that I didn't mention last week, and I know Morgs was quite interested and Mo was interested as well. I lived in the Middle East for 2 or 3 years. For 3 years it was almost. And my daily go-to for either breakfast or lunch was falafel.
Yeah.
So I'd go and have some falafel, and honestly, I haven't had anything as nice as what it's like in the Middle East until I tried Jaffa's, and it was absolutely incredible.
So we have a lot of places around here, not necessarily just in Clitheroe, but supermarkets, other restaurants, takeaways and things like that, that do falafel.
Yeah.
And it's just not the same.
No.
It's in a different league.
Just simply,
you go to Jaffa's, and that is how falafel should be.
Served with hummus dip and the incredible, I don't know what Mo's called it yet, but that chili relish, that green chili relish.
Yes.
Or green chili salsa, I can't remember what he called it. But
and the salad, and you know, I'm not a massive just a salad person, but I sat there spooning that salad in.
And it had things, do you know what, Morgs? It had things like cucumber. It had cucumber in it, and you were eating it.
Oh, it was
unheard
amazing.
Of.
It was amazing.
Absolutely
unheard of. I'm not a massive cucumber fan. It's not a secret. It's just a bit of a strange flavour for me. Yeah. Don't know why.
So we started with the falafel, and you just couldn't get enough of it. We moved on to the shawarma, and for me, I preferred the lamb. I love lamb because it's got so much flavour, and that char grill flavour that came through, and the spiced marinade. Oh, it was just incredible. What did we do after the shawarma? Oh, the chamois fataya, which I don't know how to describe. I really don't. It's almost like a flatbread with a spicy minced beef topping and some cheese and herbs and sauces. It is just, oh my goodness.
All I can say is just go to the website, check out the menu, and there's some pictures on there. You'll be able to see what it looks like. You'll be able to see what options are available, because it's not just the chamois fataya.
Yeah.
There are, I think there's the shawarmas, I think there's lamb, chicken, spinach, there's a few.
Right, okay, so let's cut to the chase. Obviously, because it's new and he wanted to do a bit of something for the community in Clitheroe, we've got a special deal for you, for Jaffa's.
Oh, yes.
So if you haven't tried it yet and you're umming and ahhing and tempted, well, here is a special offer. And I didn't know he was open during the day.
Oh, dear.
I'll be going for lunch.
Falafel wraps for lunch.
Exactly.
Oh.
So basically, Jaffa's is doing this offer, especially for Ribble FM listeners. I'll give you the way to get it in a second. So basically, between 11 in the morning and 4 p.m., you can get a 10% discount. All you have to do is quote the code RFM1067, which obviously is our frequency. Dead easy to remember.
Yep.
RFM for Ribble FM and 1067. If you give them that code between the hours of 11 and 4, or in true European Middle Eastern style, 11 and 1600, you will get your 10% discount courtesy of Jaffa's. So please, go and give them a try.
Thank you, Mo.
Thank you, Mo. Oh. Yeah, amazing.
Oh, yes.
Falafel. So, one of the things I didn't tell you, Morgs.
Yeah.
We're nipping down after we finish.
Oh, that's fine by me. Fine by me. Yep.
Because I think I need lunch, and I'm thinking falafel for lunch would just be absolutely...
Well, we tried the falafel on its own, I've not had the falafel wrap yet, so that's what I'm going for.
No, we've got to do it.
Yeah.
Right, okay, we'll be back shortly and telling you about all the local news and coming up with some of those incredible Black Friday kitchen gadget deals.
The Food and Drink Show on Ribble FM, sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
If you're one of the over 12 million people who need to file a self-assessment tax return for the 2023 to 2024 tax year, then get started now and make sure you file your return and pay any tax owed by the 31st of January deadline. If you're not sure if you need to file a self-assessment, you can use the simple checker tool online. Just go to gov.uk and search self-assessment. And you can download the highly rated HMRC app from your phone's app store for free.
Looking for a reliable, trustworthy skip hire service? A1 Skip Hire is here for all your waste management needs. Family run for over 20 years, ensuring your waste is handled responsibly and efficiently. Offering a wide range of skips to suit your every need, whether you're clearing out your garage, renovating your home, or managing construction waste. And because we care about our beautiful planet, all of your waste is processed at our fully licensed recycling plant, maximum recycling and minimum landfill. Serving the entire Ribble Valley and Blackburn with Darwin, we're local and we're ready to help you manage your waste the right way.
Here are the numbers to call. For the Ribble Valley, 01200 360 035. And for Blackburn with Darwin, 01254 391 616.
Welcome to Automobili, Blackburn's premier destination for transforming your car into a high-tech haven. With over two decades of expertise, we're not just any car upgrade service. We're your gateway to the future of in-car technology. Our state-of-the-art sound systems will make your every journey a musical masterpiece. And with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, your favorite tunes, maps, and apps are always at your fingertips. Our expertly installed dash cams and trackers offer peace of mind, while our top-of-the-line alarm systems keep your vehicle secure. Visit us today and elevate your driving experience. Call now on 01254 691 336 or visit autoeulimited.com.
Do you have lower back pain, joints hurting, or are you recovering from an injury or operation? Clitheroe Cryo has already helped numerous people alleviate these and many more symptoms. So, could cryotherapy be the solution you're looking for? Located at Clitheroe Leisure and featuring a state-of-the-art cryo chamber, you could expect to recover faster, speed up metabolism, and clear up acne, psoriasis, and eczema. And the benefits don't stop there. Cryotherapy. Give it a try and see improvements after the first session, and discounts available for multi-session bookings. Get in touch via our website, clitheroe-cryo.co.uk, or on our social media pages.
Thank you.
Donna Lewis, and I Love You Always Forever. So, on to the next item. It has become a food and drink show regular, and it is... Who came up with this name? Literally. Honestly.
Oh, dear.
It's literally called...
Oh, dear.
What did we... If I forgot, hang on, where's my list?
Very prepared here.
Oh, honestly, yeah, but listen, come on, we've got... It's only because my face recognition didn't work. Oh, that was it, Shop Smart. Now, again, and there is no favouritism here, this is just our personal opinions.
Mm-hmm.
We went and got a large full chicken.
Yes.
It wasn't already cooked. It was a raw chicken, okay?
Mm-hmm.
From Lidl, okay?
Yep.
Because we found that the large ones at Lidl are a little bit cheaper,
mm-hmm.
and they are also a little bit heavier.
Not necessarily cheaper, but more value for money.
I like it.
So if you were to say price per weight.
VFM.
Yes.
I like that. VFM.
They have the best VFM.
So the Shop Smart section of the food and drink shop is about finding a bargain that will get you at least... two meals out of something,
yeah.
but each one of them's a decent money.
Yeah, you don't want to be spending through the roof, but you also want to try and get two meals.
And it was your idea to do, why don't we try and copy Hondo's,
mm.
you know, those people that do yeah. barbecue chicken. And so, yeah, you can buy the sauce.
Yep.
So we got a bottle of the sauce and got a large full chicken.
Yes.
Okay. So the first time that we've ever really used the steam function on the Ninja.
Yes.
Now, I can honestly say this is hand on heart, and mm-hmm. I'm sure you'll agree, Morgs, that if there is a deal on Ninjas on Black Friday,
yeah.
they're worth buying.
Yeah.
Slow cooker, air fryer, steamer, pressure cooker, baker,
yeah.
Dehydrator, all in one.
Yeah.
And they are absolutely worth their weight in gold.
I've seen quite a few of the, like, two-drawer, single-drawer, just air fryers. And they are good, don't get me wrong, but why
would you
get...
Well, your mum uses one of them a lot, don't
she? Yeah. Why would you get one of those when you can get one that does all the other stuff too?
Yeah, as well as that.
As well as.
In a similar size.
And it's similar size and not much difference of a price bracket.
No, that's true. That's true.
So if you do have one of the two-drawer ones or something like that, maybe look at upgrading.
Mm.
It's definitely worth it. It's Black Friday.
The way we did it was oiled the chicken with a little bit of olive oil.
Yep.
Yeah. And once we'd done that, I then coated it very lightly with a little bit of the old Nando's hot sauce.
Yes.
Into the Ninja on air fry and steam mode.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, you got to put a bit of liquid in there. It steams the chicken. And then for the last sort of 10 minutes or so, air fry. So you get that incredible crispy skin. Yeah. So what we found was 28 minutes was absolutely bang on the money. 28 minutes on that profile, and that's what made it perfect. Now, the chicken was moist. It was cooked to perfection. It was so tasty. It kept all the flavour in. But there was one little thing that I did, and you noticed it. I can't believe you noticed it. You can buy on some of the big shopping stores, Amazon, et cetera, liquid smoke.
Oh, it's amazing.
So I put I think it was 4 drops of liquid smoke into the water. So as it's steaming it, it's getting that little bit of a smoky taste in there.
Yeah.
So the first meal was the chicken breasts, yeah, cut off that carcass with the skin on, so they were nice and crispy with some Nando sauce. And then the other one, we've discovered the best ever air fryer chips.
Oh, yeah.
And again, we found them in Lidl.
Yeah.
And if you look in the chip section at Lidl, they are called skin-on fries.
In a purple packet.
Like a purple bag,
yeah.
aren't they? And they are just...
They are so good.
Oh, my goodness.
Especially in the air fryer.
And better than any takeaway chip we've ever had. You know?
I think doing them in oil, it does make a big difference. If you are to fry them properly in oil, it would make a big difference.
Well, we're going
to
try that, aren't
we? We are going to try that.
But it's just a bit stinky, smelly, messy, isn't it? Having a wok with a load of hot oil, whereas done in the air fryer, they were amazing.
We do have the little fryer, the deep fryer.
I know, but what I'm saying is it was just better and easier to do them all in the...
just chuck them all in the air fryer.
So, cook the chicken, left it to stand,
mm-hmm.
and then whilst it was standing for a little bit and resting, chuck the fries in. Fries are in for 11 minutes
yep.
at 220. and they are absolutely perfect. So the first meal was chicken breast, chicken and chips, basically. Nando's-style chicken and chips. They came in at £4.50 a portion. But could we finish it? No, far too much.
Yeah, it's because we used the whole bag of chips.
Correct. And then the second meal, we used the legs and the thighs, stripped all the meat off, made a really nice, fresh, zesty salad, and made, like, chicken wraps.
Yeah.
And those worked out at, ridiculous this, these worked out at £1.50 each. £1.50 each for those chicken wraps, and that meant we got two each. What's up? What are you pulling that face for? What's up? Is there somebody behind me?
Yeah.
Looking through the window?
No.
What?
It's a little insect.
What? Oh, it's not a wasp, is it?
It might be.
Oh, no, no. There's a wasp. There's a wasp in the studio. Let's get out. All right, I'm going to play some music while I go and deal with this wasp. John Farnham. You're the voice here on Ribble FM's Food and Drink Show. Welcome to the show. If you just joined us, you've missed a treat. But we are going to do the code again.
Yes.
For those that missed it. So, Jaffa's, the new takeaway on the takeaway block in Clitheroe. Incredible Syrian street food. Just insane. Off the scale. I'm just trying to do a few more of those phrases I use that Hartley hates.
Also, for those that were just listening a moment ago, Wasp has been removed from the premises.
Do you know what? If there's a Black Friday deal on Henry Hoover's, get one. They sort Wasps out real rapid, don't they? Moggs comes in like something out of Ghostbusters. Don't worry, I'll get rid of it.
Ghostbusters!
You were in that long pipe. Don't cross the streams. He came in with his Henry and just disposed of said Wasp.
It made some noise going down that tube.
Yeah, you could hear it going bing, 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 bing in the tube, couldn't you? It sat in there now going, crikey, I've got an headache.
Yeah, right, well, I've got a different news item for you.
All right, go on.
Pringles brought some new flavours, well, new old flavours, back.
Did the, what's the name? Passport flavours.
Yes.
Right,
yes.
Okay.
So they're the international flavours of particular styles, things like that.
Right, listen. Cold drink, tube of Pringles, telly, box set. Just life goals.
I mean, box set might need two or three tubes of Pringles.
Potentially, especially because I can do a full tube easy.
Oh, it's easy.
I'm not proud of that fact, but I can do a full tube of Pringles. Now, what are the new what are the passport flavours that have come back? I don't think I can remember half of them.
The selection includes Italian-style pepperoni pizza.
I think I remember that as being a little bit lacklustre. It wasn't... It didn't really hit you with it.
See, I don't remember this one, but I want to try it. Italian-style focaccia.
Oh, yes. Yeah, no, I'll try that. I haven't seen those. Go on.
Spanish-style patatas bravas.
Yeah, they'll be cool.
Yep.
I think we've had that one, actually.
Moroccan-style roasted pepper and hummus.
Yeah, quite fancy that.
Yeah. And there's a French-style steak frites.
Steak frites?
Yeah.
Ooh, that'd be my favourite, I think, steak frites. Oh,
I don't know, I like spicy stuff. So I'm edging towards the focaccia and the Moroccan-style pepper and hummus.
All right, well, you would, wouldn't you? Anyway, so I've had a quick message in from Hartley. He said, I heard that. He's currently making... I just knew... I didn't think he'd be listening. I honestly didn't think he'd be listening, but he was, and he's put... No, today I'm on homemade ham and eggs for lunch. But that's not insane. It's not off the scale. It's none of those. Get yourself to Jaffa's and use the code, because we didn't give the code, RFM1067 between the hours of 11 and 4 to get 10% off. So if you want to go and have a taste, go and have a taste. Right. With regard to the Pringles, we need to search them out. Is there any particular place you have to go and get them from? Or?
No, I couldn't find that.
Right, so we'll go and find out where they're from.
I think we just have to try all the supermarkets.
What about... Do we think that Pringles should be dipped?
Ooh, depends on the flavour.
Depends on the flavour?
Yeah, it depends on the flavour and what you're dipping them in.
Mm.
I think most of them, you're all right. You don't need to dip them.
Can I just get a little bit of self-gratification here?
Go on, then.
What are my dipping sauces like?
Oh, see, you call me the snack master. Because the snacks that I go and find and bring back are always top-notch.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, you're very good. You're very, very good at finding snacks.
You are the sauce master.
Really?
Because you just whip up these concoctions of different things.
So one of the things that we did with the chicken, okay, the other night, all the cooking juices and the stock that were left in the bottom of the steam pan, I poured into a saucepan.
Yep.
I added tomato ketchup.
Yep.
I added garlic. I added paprika. I added a little bit of molasses, black treacle, and stirred it all in so it all melted.
And reduced it down.
And then finished it with a little bit of balsamic vinegar. And believe it or not, some chicken stock gravy powder.
Mm.
And that really just riched it up. And we were just dipping the fries in. It was the best dipping gravy ever. So there you go. Some great tips for you. And again, just to reiterate, if you do have a problem with insects in your house, look out on Black Friday deals for the Henry.
The Food and Drink Show on Ribble FM. Sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
Are you tired of paying a high pump price for your company diesel? Or are you using a fuel card now but worried you signed up to an introductory rate that's now a thing of the past? Let me introduce the Green Arc Fuel Card. With a fully transparent, consistently low price and no surprise surcharges, the Green Arc Fuel Card has nothing to hide. Why not speak to our team on 0345 646 5451 or visit greenarcfuelcard.co.uk and see how much you can save.
Are you tired of sky-high housing costs? Are you ready for a change of scenery? At Three Rivers, our rural caravan park is the perfect solution for those seeking an affordable, peaceful and beautiful place to call home. Nestled in the heart of the countryside, our park offers exceptional facilities, including a cafe, swimming pool and function suite. You can even choose your own plot and specify the style of home that best suits your needs. Don't miss this opportunity to join our thriving community and enjoy the best of both worlds, the convenience of modern living with the charm and serenity of rural life. Contact us today to learn more and schedule a tour. Three Rivers, the perfect home is waiting for you.
This Christmas, let Shackleton's Home and Garden in Chapman inspire your festive season with elegance and charm. Discover a breathtaking collection of exclusive tree decorations, refined tableware for unforgettable feasts, and unique gifts that bring joy to every heart. Everything at Shackleton's is carefully selected to reflect the warmth and tradition of a timeless Christmas. Quality and character that you simply won't find on the high street. Why settle for the ordinary when you can bring home something truly exceptional? Visit Shackleton's in Chapman today and let your Christmas dreams become a reality. Shackleton's. Experience different.
Driving around the Ribble Valley and need to tow? Ribble Valley Towing is your go-to destination for all your towing needs. From family cars to rugged trucks, we fit them all with top-notch tow bars. Call us today or swing by and let's get you hitched up. Ribble Valley Towing. We make you good to tow. Unit 3, Brookside Industrial Estate, Taylor Street, Clitheroe. Or call us on 07734 536870.
Your head's bumping, now you're jumping from your seats. If this is what you wantin' over there, throw your hands up in the air, because you know we bring the sound so unique. Now everybody's moving, everybody's grooving, getting down with five when we come your way. Move it to the left, now you shake it to the right, because you know we gotta keep this party bumping through the night. Check me out.
Hey, yo, 7654321. I'm on the microphone, got you hot like the sun. So I 1, 2, 3, now I'm waiting on the floor. Kick down the door and turn it up a little more.
If you got the feeling, jump up to the ceiling. Oh, we're getting down tonight. One if you're gonna, two if you wanna, three, 'cause everything's alright. If you got the feeling, let's stop the dreaming. Oh, we're getting down tonight. It's just from the corner, tell me if you wanna fight, we'll make you feel alright.
Move it at the back to the track. We got it going on, we're the leaders of the pack. Now if you feel alright, hold it tight. See, we want to carry on, 'cause we're gonna take you through into the dawn. Now everybody's moving, everybody's grooving, getting down with five when we come your way. So raise up your arms as we drop it on the one. You see, we're gonna carry on, because the fun has just begun. Check us out.
Hey, yo, 7654321. I'm on the microphone, got you hot like the sun. So I 1, 2, 3, now I'm waiting on the floor. Kick down the door and turn it up a little more.
If you got the feeling, jump up to the ceiling. Oh, we're getting down tonight. One if you're gonna, two if you wanna, three, 'cause everything's alright. If you got the feeling, let's stop the dreaming. Oh, we're getting down tonight. It's just from the corner, tell me if you wanna fight, we'll make you feel alright. If you wanna, three, 'cause everything's alright. If you got the feeling, let's stop the dream.
alright. If you got the feeling, then jump up to the ceiling. I'll get it all tonight. One if you wanna, two if you wanna, three, cause it feels alright. If you got the feeling, let's stop the dreaming. I'll get it all tonight. It just round the corner, tell me if you wanna fight.
'98 was the year Five got the feeling. Not heard that for ages. I know, feeling all right. What a cool track, I like that. We were both singing along to that, weren't we? Very cool track.
We somehow managed to sync up that.
Right, okay, it is Black Friday, this coming Friday, so a lot of the content today is all about what's going on Black Friday, with a particular link to food. Now, one of the big ones that we've seen so far this week, hello, Earth Calling Morgenstern.
I'm here, I'm listening to you.
I know, you can't multitask when you're doing this job.
I can.
No, you can't. Supermarkets doing deals on multi-bottle wines.
Yes.
Okay? Loads of great deals around. If you've got a local wine shop, and we're very fortunate here in Clitheroe to have Burns, I'm sure they'll be doing some deals as well. But
absolutely.
The only news we've been able to find is Morrison's are doing a mega discount on six bottles of anything. So how the till must work it out. How they're doing it, I don't know. But you can go into Morrison's, choose any six bottles of wine in a box, and you get quite a decent bit of discount on it, which is a bit of a good deal. I don't doubt that, obviously, Majestic, places like that, they'll be doing Black Friday deals. But yeah, don't just think about gadgets.
No, it's not just gadgets on Black Friday. There's other things too.
Holidays.
Holidays, yeah.
Holidays.
Yeah.
I wonder if there are any Black Friday holidays. Then instead of, and the way we link that to food is, what about if you could go to Madrid for an overnighter, just a weekend, on a cheap flight, and then go and have some real sort of like Spanish partisan food. That'd be cool, wouldn't it?
Or even like Italy, or...
Is there any other country, let me just ask you this, Morgs, is there any other country that you'd fancy going to maybe the, something that we can't get anywhere near the genuine article in this country that you'd like to go and, and try? Oh, no. Go on.
Get me to Japan.
Japan?
Yeah.
What for, like, proper sushi?
Proper sushi, proper teriyaki, all of it.
Really?
I love Japanese food. I mean, mostly oriental food in general, but just, get me to Japan.
I think mine, I know there's this big TikTok thing and social media video stuff at the moment about the... fish, where does that come from? That stinky fish that's making everybody throw up.
Surströmming.
Surströmming.
Yeah, that is...
is that from Scandinavia?
Swedish, Finnish, something like that, yeah.
But they do say Sweden's culinary delights are incredible, apart from that.
I don't know, there's the surströmming, there's also the fermented shark, which is coming from over that way.
Where do the fermented eggs come from? Can you remember? Where was that? Was that not Japan?
I don't think it's Japan. I think that's more of a Chinese thing.
Why do it? Why? I just don't get it. Just leave it in your cupboard and let it go off and do it at home. now, I have a gripe.
Oh.
A little bit of a Lee's food rant.
Oh.
Yesterday, you purchased, we're not going to say from where, a box of fresh free-range eggs.
Yeah.
Do you know how to tell whether an egg is fresh or not?
By how the whites sort of spread out around the yolk.
100% correct.
If the whites spread
the
out
albumen.
A lot. Yes, if the albumen spreads out a lot, then it's not a very fresh egg.
Correct. If the albumen is really watery and runny, it ain't fresh. So I double-checked this morning, because I knew we were going to talk about it on today's show, and I looked on the box and it said, it gave the date as being sort of, you know, in the next couple of days, but it said 6 fresh free-range eggs.
And they weren't fresh.
I cracked one open today. Honestly, it nearly filled an 8-inch frying pan. The albumen was that runny. Not good.
No.
Don't like that.
No.
Not getting eggs from there again. And it was a big chain. We're not, as I say, we're not here to sort of like point fingers, but, you know, when you crack an egg open, that albumen should be tight around the yolk and stay thick and not be runny. So if you get it, should we go back and say, these ain't fresh, Chuck?
I don't think...
Sorry.
What?
Chuck. Chucky egg. Sorry.
I think that's before me.
It's just a colloquialism for somebody when you go, all right, chuck, should we go back and say, I'm sorry, these aren't fresh?
Sorry, it's a supermarket. They aren't even going to care.
That's true. They'll probably just give you another box. So we'll give it.
I'd be surprised if they even considered giving you 10 pence back.
Like, we could possibly give it a try. Maybe. Anyway, coming up shortly after the next song, we've got Morgs telling us on why British cheesemakers didn't make it to the World Cheese Awards. And it is something that's just gobsmackingly...
ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
I'm calling it a fix.
Millions of hours become days. Your pictures that keep me away. I was trying to find your... see if the love was still the same. Visions are lost that don't fade. We were holding on, hoping it don't break. But now that we're dancing, it's all coming back to me. There was something good we lost along the way. And the melody is just not.
Five to two on this fabulous Wednesday afternoon. The sun is streaming
in. Just about to mention that.
Isn't it?
Blinding me.
Oh, is it?
It's blinding.
It's behind me. It's behind keeping
you.
My neck warm.
Yeah.
Right, we mentioned earlier about British cheese manufacturers not getting to the World Cheese Championships.
Yes.
You so found this story. It's incredible.
Yeah, it was the World Cheese Championships, or the Cheese Awards, should I say.
Yeah.
Where... people from around the world all come to one place. This year it was in Portugal.
Yeah.
And judges go round all these different cheeses and...
cheeses?
Judge them.
Right.
So there's all different varying types, styles, that sort of stuff. From all over the world.
Right.
Britain entered their...
selection of cheeses.
Yes. and of course, you know, they get shipped out, they're there before all the judges arrive, But there was a slight mishap. As the judges were going round and
realised there's no British
cheeses
there.
There was no entries from Britain.
And they've won it in the past, haven't they?
They have won it. They have. Some of Britain's cheeses have won it in the past. However, this year, they got stuck in customs.
Oh, for goodness sake. So they didn't even make it?
Nope. So they didn't get entered. They didn't get any judging done to any of Britain's cheeses. So they got absolutely nothing because it got caught in customs.
Typical.
Yeah.
Anyway, the Lancashire cheese would have won, which brings me on nicely to say, happy official Lancashire Day.
Hey.
Have yourselves a great day. That's it from Morgs and I. We will, of course, see you next week on the Food and Drink Show here live on Ribble FM.
Somebody trying to live a good life, trying to feel alright, trying to sleep at night. I'm somebody who gets it wrong, who never stays long, who never sits by. Sometimes you gotta go it alone. Have a little hope. Like my mother said, to make it feel better. Been the truth, cause I'm losing my mind. I've been dragging myself into Armageddon. Look before that's all, and I know. Have a little hope.